The book of Matthew makes it clear that when God makes a promise, He intends to keep it. You need to be strong on that. God would continue to work out His promises through Jesus the Messiah.
Welcome to Tell Podcasts. You're listening to encouraging words from Pastor Davison, bringing you truth and peace through God's Word. In this episode, we prepare for Christ's birth and reflect on Mary and Joseph's roles in God's perfect plan for salvation. Think, evaluate, learn, lead. T-E-L-L. Tell. Now here's Pastor Davison to prepare our hearts as God executes His plan. Thanks for listening.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, the theme is the fulfillment of prophecy. And this is coming from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Let us examine the four events that took place and see what we can learn from them. We are going to start with Mary's pregnancy, verse 18 and 19. I read, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly." Dear friends, Matthew says, this is what happened. This is how it came about. Mary was engaged to Joseph. They were not yet married. This is not like the engagements that we have today where we can just break it off. These engagements which we find in shopping malls or in a lodge. No. This was a betrothal. This was where families would agree to marry their daughter and their son, and it was binding. The only way to get out of this was through death or divorce. It was basically as binding as marriage. So they are engaged, and then it is discovered that Mary is pregnant. There is a problem here. Imagine a fiancée is pregnant. However, the scriptures tell us that it was from the Holy Spirit. Again, this is another problem. Joseph at the moment does not yet know what this child is, that this child is from the Holy Spirit, which is why it is so problematic. Even though this is a problem, Joseph is an honorable and righteous man, and he doesn't want to make it a bigger deal than it already is. Joseph was in a lose-lose situation. What does he do? He started thinking, if he stayed with Mary, many would think that he was marrying an adulterer. Many people would also think that he is practicing adultery. If he went public with the situation, Mary could have been stoned to death, as was the punishment for adultery at that time. So he decided to divorce her as quietly as possible. This pregnancy is a messy situation that creates a lot of problems for everyone. As God often does with messy situations, He intervenes. God saw the situation and came in. So, we move into the second point, Joseph's dream, verse 20 and 21. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. After Joseph had considered these things about divorcing Mary secretly, that is, after he had thought through it and made up his mind about what he wanted to do, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. This is how God intervenes. The angel speaks to Joseph in a dream. The angel tells Joseph not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife. Yet, the angel reveals that there is another factor in the situation. Mary was not with another man. The child that she carried was conceived miraculously by the Holy Spirit. The angel further clarifies the situation by saying that Mary will have a son. He even provides a name for the baby boy, and that was Jesus. The angel adds this statement because he will save his people from their sins, and this clicked into Joseph's ears and mind. In the very naming of this baby boy, God is proclaiming that he will bring salvation to his people. And Joseph was there thinking, how do I divorce a woman who is going to bring a baby who brings salvation to all people? Indeed, the angel says that Jesus will bring salvation. Dear friends, God intervenes through the angel. He intervenes for Mary and Joseph, and he intervenes for us. What is it that is causing you a lot of homework in your mind? What problem do you have? You might be thinking, this is nothing for me now, I'm finished. But remember, God listens, and he comes at the right time. He will intervene on your challenge. May he do that now. We move into the third point. Matthew points us to Isaiah's prophecy, verse 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew again is telling us that, see, Jesus is the one. This is what was prophesied. Matthew wants us to know that Joseph was not the biological father of Jesus and Mary was a virgin. Why is this important? God did not take physical form in order to be intimate with Mary. He miraculously put a baby in her womb. It was a miracle. This is very important for you and me because there are a lot of people who misquote and misunderstand these texts. The term virgin is very important for Mary and Joseph and for all of us. We are told that she was a virgin and no virgin goes out with a man. And Jesus did not have to be the biological son of Joseph. And God did not come physically into Mary to have an intimacy to have Jesus born, because that was going to be a doubtful case. That's why she is called a virgin. It's also important because it's a fulfillment of a prophecy given by a prophet of the Lord hundreds of years before Jesus was born. That was significant to the Jewish people, and it should be significant to us as well. From today onwards, let no one cheat you that there was some intimacy between Joseph and Mary or God. He did not come in physical form. The prophecy confirms that a virgin will become pregnant with a significant child. The prophet says that his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. God himself had decided to come down to mankind in the form of a human being to be with us so that he can understand our problems, so that he can see what we go through. And that's what he does through the Holy Spirit today. God comes to us. He sees what we go through. And this moves us to verse 24 and 25, which says, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. What an obedience, dear brothers and sisters. Joseph was obedient to God. He obeyed the angel of the Lord. We need to be obedient to every word of the Lord that comes our way. Imagine in this generation who would listen to such an announcement and in a dream, not to divorce a woman who appeared to have disappointed Joseph. This was risky business to Joseph. He had to step out in faith to do that. When the Lord calls you to obedience, even in the midst of difficulties, please obey. Will you obey? So Joseph, we are told, married Mary, but was not intimate with her until after she gave birth to Jesus. Imagine the noise in the community. What were the people saying? How can he marry this pregnant woman? This chap is dull. Mary also was going to be laughed at. How, when did she get pregnant before she was even married? But the two withstood the community pressure. Every Christian, I encourage you, withstand the community pressure. Don't make decisions based upon community influence. So Joseph married Mary, but was not intimate with her until after she gave birth to Jesus. This was probably a costly decision for Joseph. Think about it. Others probably did not know about Joseph's dream of the angel. Nobody can announce a dream. Or if they did, they may not have believed him. Ana machabe uyu vamukanga. Many people probably thought that Joseph was marrying an adulterer who was perhaps carrying someone else's child. Yet, Joseph trusted God. When she gave birth to her son, they named him Jesus. They named him the Lord Saves. All that Isaiah prophesied would come true. All that the angel told Joseph would come to pass. And it did come to pass. Jesus came to earth to save sinners. The unique birth of Jesus is one of the greatest miracles in the entire Bible. Because he was born from a woman, he was a human being. He could identify with us. He knew what it was like to be a human. Because he was the Son of God, he was fully divine, possessing the fullness of God. This is what we see in John chapter 1. Dear friends, the book of Matthew makes it clear that when God makes a promise, he intends to keep it. You need to be strong on that. God would continue to work out his promises through Jesus the Messiah. Here's an important note. God's promise of redemption would begin with the birth of Jesus. And this is why our theme says, the fulfillment of prophecy. God's people were looking forward to this moment. They were waiting on a Redeemer. He had fully come. Today we must also recognize that God is redeeming people through Jesus Christ. We celebrated him as a human being who was born, and now we are celebrating him when he comes for judgment as a king. I want to challenge you as you challenge yourself this week in the following ways. Number one, consider the impact of the birth of Jesus on your life. How has your life been changed by the birth of Jesus Christ? How are you different? How would your life differ if Jesus had never come? Number two, consider the impact of the birth of Jesus on our church. Would our church look differently if Jesus had never come? Could we carry on as we are now? Where are we putting our energy, finances, and our passions as a church? We must be changed by the coming of Jesus. We must call others to change because of the coming of Jesus. And that's the Christmas message. If you have not been changed by the power of Jesus, call out to him today. Repent. Let the Holy Spirit work in you. Let a miracle happen in you. Let it take place in you as you celebrate this Christmas festival. Remember, it is Jesus' birthday. If you have professed change because of Jesus, live that way starting today. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Tell Podcasts. Tell's mission is simple: teaching you the real gospel so you can teach others. Remember, truth brings peace. For more about Tell, visit us on Facebook or at tellnetwork.org.